Americans, leave Russia now. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The State Department warning Americans to leave Russia as soon as possible.
Do not travel to Russia due to unprovoked and unjustified attacks by Russian military forces in Ukraine. That comes from a new State Department travel advisory that says Americans living in or traveling in Russia should depart immediately. States concerned about the potential for harassment against U.S. citizens by Russian security officials.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. Canadian government also telling its citizens to leave Russia. Ukraine's President Zelensky tweeting that he had a phone call with President Biden Saturday, where they spoke about providing security and financial support for Ukraine, as well as sanctions against Russia. MasterCard and Visa suspending their operations in Russia. Ukrainian troops needing more military aid on the 12th day of the Russian invasion.
We were on the front lines of this conflict in Irpin, just outside of the capital of Kyiv, and it was significant to see the movements of these troops. They are using all of the anti-aircraft and anti-tank missiles that they have. It's part of the reason you see Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky once again appealing to the international community for support.
Fox's Trey Yingst. President Zelensky speaking with U.S. lawmakers earlier Saturday, pleading for a no-fly zone. Ammunitions Inc. in Scottsdale, Arizona, donating 1 million bullets to the Ukrainian military. WNBA star Brittany Griner arrested on drug charges in Russia. Authorities discovering cannabis oil in her luggage at an airport in Moscow. Texas Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee demanding Griner's release.
Anyone that is killing and attacking and destroying Ukraine, their neighboring country that is not bothered and has no right to hold Ms. Griner.
Griner could spend up to 10 years in prison in Russia if she is found guilty of transporting drugs. Tornado killing six people in central Iowa Saturday. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Another school shooting, this time in Kansas City, Friday.
An assistant principal and a school's resource officer were shot and wounded in a high school in Olathe, Kansas. Police say the 18-year-old male student opened fire in the school's office. Despite being wounded, the resource officer returned fire, then radioed for help.
472, I have a plot attorney for myself.
472, I copy, is the suspect at large.
Suspect, I believe, has been shot.
The audio courtesy of Broadcastify, the suspect was arrested. The resource officer, already released from the hospital, is being called a hero. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
Indiana and Ohio, the next states to hold primaries for the 2022 midterm elections.
In Ohio, there's a bit of drama over whether the primary should happen May 3rd. There are still legal challenges over redistricting, and elections officials had asked lawmakers to postpone. Still, Republican Governor Mike DeWine is facing primary challengers, some of whom are critical of his handling of the pandemic. And the retirement of Senator Rob Portman means multiple candidates on both sides vying for the now open seat. In Indiana, there is an open congressional seat, as incumbent Republican Trey Hollingsworth opts not to run again. Nine challengers are fighting for the reliably Republican seat. The two men running for Senate, incumbent Republican Todd Young and Democrat Todd McDermott, mayor of Hammond, are running unopposed. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Legendary college basketball coach's last home game played today.
Duke and UNC's bitter rivalry in the battle for Tobacco Road has been one for the ages in men's basketball, but today's showdown at Cameron Indoor will surely be one for the memory books as Blue Devils head coach Mike Krzyzewski takes to the hardwood in Durham one last time. Coach K is set to retire at season's end after 42 years at the helm, making clear to his players that this game is not about him.
I want them to understand it's our moment.
Today marks the 647th and final time that Coach K will take the floor at Cameron Indoor.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Duke losing to North Carolina 94-81. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.